So speaking of cities, does a drive toward prosperity turn America into a homogenous theme park? You know, six-buck lattes and comfy chairs in the chain bookstores, a microbrew pub or two, and a Nouvelle Cuisine tapas bar down the block? You know what I'm talking about. Does Starbucks threaten the mom's saltwater taffy place? Or the Mabel's Barbecue? Is that under fire from the neighborhood-looking Applebee's moving in? Writer Chuck Thompson is the author of Better Off Without 'Em. His latest article in the New Republic is called Take This Microbrew and Shove It. Generic hipster America makes him crazy.
I think what's kind of at the bottom of this, I mean, in some ways it's sort of a petty gripe to it's kind of indefensible to be annoyed, you know, by just the mere witless puffery that surrounds the aggrandizement of these sort of mundane civic things like brew pubs and brightly frosted cupcakes. But I think at the bottom of it, there is something that rarely gets articulated, and it's a degradation of the old culture. And in some ways, you might say it's a renunciation of working class values and culture and worth.
Well, there's 2 points there, and let's take them one by one. First of all, we should note, did you grow up in Oregon?
No, I grew up in Juneau. I'm from Alaska.
Oh, my goodness. So, all right. So this is an interesting sort of cultural pathway here. I mean, when you arrived in Oregon, did you notice the bumper stickers that said, "Don't Californicate Oregon"?
Yeah, a little bit. But when I arrived in Oregon, I mean, Portland was still pretty much down at its heels, reeling from, you know, the degradation of the timber industry at that time. The high-tech stuff hadn't come in. Nike was around, but it wasn't the juggernaut that it is today. What's happened in the last 20 years, as money has flowed in and you know, the sort of hipster culture has become famous throughout the world, really, not just the country, Portland has changed radically.
And, you know, it is the case that maybe some constituencies like to eat the $12 hamburgers or, you know, get into the kind of connoisseurship that is associated with this yuppie hipster culture. But that's not everybody, right?
No. And listen, I eat $12 hamburgers, too. I'm not saying that people shouldn't have the right to eat $12 hamburgers if that's what they want. These are just the symptoms, really, of the larger problem, right? I'll give you two examples from very close to where I'm sitting. There's a new large mixed-use development going up on a thing called Division Street. And that means they're putting, you know, 40, 60, 80 units, sometimes of residential, with inadequate parking, right? Maybe as few as 5 or 10 parking spots for what will be several hundred people in a place. This brings congestion and a lot of vehicles parking on a two-lane street that was once this kind of small, gritty, working-class neighborhood, right? To build that big building, they tore down an old building that had been a secondhand store. It had been a strip club at one time. Most recently, it was a lesbian bar. But these kind of things that give the neighborhood character and that attract people, right?
Well, prosperity is, in some ways, a deal with the devil. I mean, you have to give up old ways to embrace new lifestyles and new populations if a city is going to remain vibrant. And some would argue that this change is a sign of economic health, not necessarily a sign of degradation.
Well, look, I don't have a great answer for it. I mean, that's the crux of the problem here.
Is this more complicated than the old notion of gentrification that a development only benefits people with a lot of cash on hand? It would seem to me since 2009 and the financial crisis that isn't very, you know, sound business modeling.
Well, I think it is part of the gentrification issue, really. I mean, there are definitely pockets in this country that remain as far as real estate markets being depressed and all that. But what you see, I think, in a lot of these cities that become associated with being hip or on the way up or the sort of it cities, I think that gentrification is definitely at the root of a lot of this.
Chuck Thompson is the author of Better Off Without 'Em. His latest article in the New Republic is called Take This Microbrew and Shove It.